the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of tonight's high school hoops doubleheader here on CARE Radio as it's the guys' turn. Atchison High Phoenix hosting the Wamego Raiders. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here. And first thing right off the bat, Joseph, I would love to have the red sports booster apparel concession because Wamego, all in red. Of course, the Atchison fans, all in red. This thing is awash in crimson out here tonight, and it is a pretty remarkable sight indeed. All that said, the PA announcer doing a great job as always here at Atchison, and he's getting set to introduce those starters to the crowd on hand. And with that, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Wamego, the Raiders under head coach Troy Hemphill coming into the ballgame tonight at 0-1 of the season, having lost to Sabetha Tuesday night, 43-37. And they are going to be starting Jake Fritz, Colin Donahue, Burke Springer, James DeRoshi, and LaJore Rowden. For Atchison, the Phoenix, with head coach Pat Battle, they come into the game 2-1, and very much like the ladies, they are getting set as well to play their third game in 3 days. And for Atchison, their starters will be Rafe Bowen, Cheater Purdy, Trey Carter, Jesse Greenley, and Brendan Harden. So that all said, for Atchison, it is a young group. Two sophomores, three juniors for the Phoenix in that starting five. Ladies game earlier, it was Wamego coming out in front in that one. And Atchison guys, seeing if they can wrangle a split for the Phoenix here with the nightcap tonight. Got a big weekend of sports, as we tend to always have, right, Joseph? As tomorrow, we're going to be up at the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine, back at home, and we'll be with the Ravens afternoon ball games as they play host to the Park Pirates. 2 o'clock for the ladies' game, and it is a 4 o'clock tip-off for the guys' contest. Benedictine and Park tomorrow here on CARE, so we look forward to bringing you both of those games. Should be two really, really good games. Talking about the red, that's what Wamego is wearing tonight. They are in the red uniforms with white lettering and trim. For Atchison, it is the gold uniform with red and white lettering and trim. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it It is Jake Fritz and Jeter in the circle to jump it off. I've had the official stopping play for a minute. There we go. The ball is up, the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Wamigo, and we are underway. Raiders are going to drive right, dump it into the corner, and as quickly as that, the first shot of the game is a baseline three, an air ball. So less than 10 seconds in, it looks like the Wamigo guys team may be sharing the same playbook with the Wamigo ladies team. Quickly as they can, putting a shot up, and now here's a feed into the middle of the layup. It's going to be up and good. Jeter Purdy with the first 2 points of the game, and Atchison is broken on top. 2-0. Half a minute in. Back over to the left side, but then it's going to come Wamigo. They'll run a little motion, kick it down to the baseline right in front of the Atchison bench. Jake Fritz will have it there, back out on top to Springer. Burke kicks it over to the left side. Donahue, Colin looks in, and the ball mishandled for a moment, but Wamigo is able to recover it. And with these long offensive possessions, does a nice backdoor pass, and then the layup is missed. We often have to remind ourselves, or certainly I have to remind myself, that there is no shot clock here. They could keep running that motion until the cows come home or until the quarter ends, whichever happens first. Here's a feed to the baseline right. Three won't go for Bowen. And a rebound pulled back down. Wamigo, Fritz, coast to coast, drives in, steps and reverses the layup and scores it, Jake Fritz. We are tied at 2. 6:37 to play in the opening quarter. Atchison again with the basketball, and topside with it is going to be Trey Carter. You'll find Wamigo in a player defense here early in the game, and Atchison is way up high above the top of the key, trying to draw that defense out a little bit, open it up inside. Carter has it, thought about three, doesn't do it, gets it to Purdy, and they'll call Jeter for a travel. So Jeter Purdy will be whistled for shuffling the foot just a little bit before he began his drive, and back it goes to Wamigo with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. We've got a 2-2 ball game here in Atchison, Kansas. Now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen by Jeter. Purdy coming up with the basketball, and here comes the Phoenix. Trey Carter back up the floor with it again. He'll cross just to the right side of the center circle. The feed will come to the free throw line to Greenlee. Back over to the right side to Bowen. His look away pass is into the hands of a defender, and up the floor of the basketball is Springer. Wamigo will feed at the baseline. Shot up. Nope. And that was just an intimidation play by Jesse Greenlee. He come flying down the court, and the shot was taken in a bit of a tentative way. Here's the three from the top. It is up and rattling around and won't go down for Carter. Rebounding it back the other way. Here comes Wamigo, weaving his way down the floor. Into the forecourt is Springer. Burke will dribble it back out on top. Heels a couple of steps from the midcourt line, and a driving shot is up and in. Springer for two. Atchison trailing at the ball game for the first time at 4-2 at 5:10 to go, opening quarter. Unlike the ladies' game, moving pretty quickly, not a lot of inbounds. Here's a backdoor pass, and two more for Jeter. We're even again at 4 apiece. Inside 5 to go in the first. Not like the ladies, the game moving more quickly, not a lot of inbound plays. Here's a three from the top of the key, halfway in, and caroms out. And Atchison comes down with a rebound. Brendan Martin clears it away. Atchison from 14. Won't go for Jeter. Rebounding it back down. Greenlee twists, turns, spins, shoots. Doesn't get it, but we get a whistle. Official's going to walk over from the far side. And we're going to have the blocking foul called on Fritz. It'll be Jake Fritz, personal foul number one. That is the first foul by either team here tonight. Taking his time, the free throw rolls, and it's in. Couple of substitutions checking in for Wamigo. Bennett Schoenbeck is going to come in. And let me pick up the next one. The second guy who has come in is going to be, hang on here, Noah, Norm Marins. Neither free, or rather one free throw good. And Atchison back up court defensively. Greenlee will have his first point of the game. And Atchison is back in front at 5-4. We're approaching already the midpoint of the opening quarter. Flamingo putting the ball in play down to the baseline where it's been knocked away. It'll come into the Jor Rowden. Back off on top. Flamingo will drive around to the left side. Pulling up. 12-footer is up. In and out. No good. Atchison's going to rebound it off the floor. And Atchison has gone to the bench bringing Zamar Hernandez in. Feed to the right side to Purdy. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. Stand on the floor. Cheater dives for it. It's rolling around it. Flamingo will pick up the ball. Atchison by one. 3:50 to go in the first. Down in front of the Atchison bench. It's going to be dribbled out on top by Burke Springer. Springer will start to the right side. Back away. Now accelerates in. Feeds into the big guy. Beautiful pass. And an easy layup is going to be up and good for Flamingo. Count the bucket for Bennett Schoenbeck. Atchison taking a timeout. We're going to look at a player over here on the near side. Maybe a little twisted ankle or something. And Atchison is going to bring Jace Richards in. So Richards in the game. Here's Trey Carter for the long two. Can't get it to drop. Rebound at Wamigo. 3:20 to go, opening quarter. It is a 6-5 Wamigo lead. And now the shot on the other end is up and good. Burke Springer. It is 8-5. Wamigo, their largest lead of the game. Inside 3 minutes of play in the first. Over to the right side is going to have the ball in the hands of Jeter Purdy. He will accelerate toward the baseline, kick it back out behind him. Trey Carter will handle it. High above his head with the basketball. Now puts it on the floor and backs away a little bit. Defended very closely by Noah, and we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Coach Battle taking a timeout. And Joseph, I think we should also. It occurs with 2:45 to go. We're in the opening quarter. The guys came at Atchison, where it is Wamigo 8, Atchison 5.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
All right, we're back to play. You can hear the coaches, both coaching staff, spirited right now in this game. Atchison's going to have the ball. They'll feed down to the baseline. Quick hands down there by Jake Fritz to get a hand on that one and slap it out of bounds at the baseline. It'll come back again to Atchison. Team trainer continuing to take a look at Brendan Martin for Atchison right now. Here's a kick pass comes in down low. It's going to be saved by Jace Richards. Atchison will stay on offense. Out on top, it'll come to Trey. 2:22 to go in the first. Carter has it knocked out of his hand for a moment. He's able to get back and recover before he gets out of bounds. Look, dribbles it off on top. Gets it there to Richards. Richards over to the left side, and it's going to be out of the reach of Hernandez and out of bounds. Back it comes to Wamigo. Raiders with the basketball and with the lead. They're in front at 8-5. We're down to 2 minutes to play in this first quarter. Quickly to the baseline. The dish comes out on top of the big long hook pass, and the undefended three is good for Moran. And now it is 11-5. Wait a minute, they're going to call that a two? Let me fix that. I thought that was a three. They will call it a two, so it is 10-5. 10-5, Wamigo. Here's Jeter. He's going to travel with the basketball. Jeter went up for a jumping three-point shot and then didn't get rid of it. Came back down, and there's your travel. Purdy will come out of the lineup and return it to the floor for Atchison will be Rafe Bowen. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Wamigo walking it up the floor, leading it by five at 10-5. On the right side with it is going to be Colin Donahue. Donahue, top side. Fritz pulls up, 14-footer, can't hit it. Hernandez with a rebound, but apparently there was a foul off the ball. Officials are having a little confab out near center circle. And I have not yet seen, and now they're having a free man conversation. Let's see who commits the foul. The foul is going to be on Jesse. So Jesse Greenlee will have his first foul. It'll be the first foul by Atchison. Wamego has also only committed one foul so far in the game. And step into the stripe for Wamego, Jake Fritz. Fritz, the senior on this team, puts it up and in, has his third point. Eleven points now for Wamego. This one makes it 12. Raiders. And they are on an 8-0 run right now. Atchison has not scored a point in a very long time. Trey Carter will walk it up the court. Atchison back on offense. He crosses right at the big A in the center of the floor. Over to the right side. Held up high by Greenlee. Back out on top it goes to Trey. Carter trying to work off a bit of a screen from Richards. Feeds back underneath to Hernandez, and we get a travel on Atchison. Right now, Atchison not moving as briskly on the floor. Seems like the passes may not be quite as confident or quite the assuredness that I'm seeing right now from the Wamego team in the opening quarter. Minute to go in the first. Raiders down the floor. It's got to be knocked free, but saved by Wamego. Over to the right block. The turnaround shot. It's up and in. That is a bucket in the middle for Joseph Shea. And it's now 14-5. Atchison underneath. The shot by Hernandez. 14-6. And that stops a, what was that, a 10-0 run. Down the floor of the basketball, here is Wamego. They'll come off on top. And is it going to be saved? It is, before it got to the backboard. That was a Herculean effort here. A long three. Nope. Rebounding it down. Greenlee. His outlet pass is too strong. Wamego's going to take it back. Free block by Atchison. And the shot at the buzzer is going to be off the mark. We have come to the end of the opening quarter. Atchison ends with a little bit of an emotional uptick. We're going to take a break. Going to the second quarter. It is Wamego 14, Atchison 7.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Be with you here on this Friday evening. A very autumn-like weather outside for the middle of December. Glad that you're enjoying high school hoops with us here tonight. We go to the second quarter of this boys' game. 14-7, Wamego in front. For the visitors from Wamego, 4 points apiece. Fritz and Springer, Shea Morenz and Schoenbeck, each with two. So for Wamego, no player really dominating the scoring at all, as they had five guys in the scoring column getting 14 points. For Atchison, Jeter with 4, 2 for Hernandez, and 1 for Greenlee. Here's a feed underneath, and the shot is going to be up and good. Atchison, Trey Carter will turn around and put it up and in. And it is quickly now 14-9. The feed will come into the lane. Driving outside the lane, the pass back out on top again. Wamego wants to get the ball into the middle, let the defense collapse on it, kick it back out, and have a look at the outside. This time they're going to run a little motion, and a falling away shot from about 15 is up and in for Colin Donahue, and that is his first point. So he is the, sixth player for Wamego to score, and it is 16-9. We're a minute into the second quarter. Atchison back down the floor with it. Atchison, he's got to be battling some double of exhaustion, playing three games now in 4 days. The turnover, the shot on the other end. That's a three. Flamingo from way outside, and LeJure Rowden is now the seventh player for Flamingo to score, and Atchison will take a timeout. Taking a break with the Phoenix here at 6:42 to play in the opening half. It is Flamingo 19, Atchison 9.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, the Phoenix put the ball in play. We're back at it, but Atchison now found itself trailing by two. Here's a driving shot. Hernandez can't get it to fall, but the offensive rebound and put back up and in by Jesse Greenlee, his third point of the evening. It is 19-11, Wamego. Again, Wamego coming into the game at 0-1. Here's a deep left tie-in. The shot up and in for Colin Donahue, and he's gotten five, all of them in this quarter. 22-11, Atchison trails by 11. Inside six to go in the half. Hernandez takes a skip pass. He's out between the circles. Atchison with the ball. Over to the right side, twisting, spinning, turning. Greenlee up and in, counted and one. Jesse Greenlee will come to the free throw line. An opportunity at the conventional three. A foul for Wamego on LeJure Rowden. It is his first foul, and Wamego team foul two. Atchison so far, one foul in the game. The free throw will not go down. And back up for the basketball. Here comes Wamego. And as the pass goes inside, nicely tied up by Hernandez. Jump ball. Back it will come to Wamego. So it is now 22 to 13. And here's a quick up and in. 24 to 13. 5.5 to go. Out on top of it, Hernandez skips it down low, tries to get it in the middle. Jesse couldn't get a handle on that. Bounce pass. Going to come back in again to the Raiders. 5:20 to play in the first half. 24-13. Wamego leads Atchison on the road here at Atchison, Kansas this evening. Wamego with it on top. Atchison staying at a little player defense. They're running a very, very basic motion up and bringing it clockwise and now driving into the lane. The shot goes up underhanded. It won't go, but getting his own rebound and putting it back out on top is going to be routed. Shot from the top again for three misses. This time the ball is going to be knocked free, sold away. Here comes Hernandez. He'll drive down the right side, goes in, goes up, gets it in one. The defender trying to catch him from behind could not. Elected to commit a foul instead of giving up the easy shot. Well, he ended up doing both. The foul is going to be on Jake Fritz. It'll be his second. And a chance of the three-point play for Zaymir Hernandez. Hernandez picking up his fourth point of the game right there with that bucket. 24-15. Taking his time and looking this thing over. Hernandez, big, deep knee bend at the free throw. No. Rebound, Jeter. Left side to three. Greenlee won't go. Rebound out on top. Atchison will keep it. Carter for three. No. Rebound again to Atchison. Greenlee comes down with it. Goes left side. Jeter turns and shoots. No. Rebound down to Wamego. 24-15. Wamego flirting again with that double-digit lead. 4:20 to go before intermission. The ball batted away. It's on the floor. Save to the Raiders. Comes out on top to Fritz. Jake works his way to the left side. Now between the circles, it'll go again to Burke Springer. Springer, really fast, really crafty, not real big. Here's the baseline three for the left side. It's in. Colin Donahue's second, 3 of the quarter, 27-15, and this is the largest advantage of the game for Wamego as they go up a dozen halfway through the second quarter. Atchison in those home gold uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. Back over to the left side, it's Wraith. He goes into the lane, kicks it back behind him to Jeter. On the court, bounces once, twice, hook shot, in and out. No, rebound, Britt. Baseball pass to the other end. On the court once, the shot up and good. Count the bucket for Rowden, and we're getting a timeout, Wamego. Taking a break with the Raiders at 3.5 to go in the half. Your score is now Wamego 29, Atchison 15.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Atchison brings the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Finding themselves trailing now by 14. It is Wamego's largest advantage so far here this evening. AHS, here's Bowen into the lane. Look away pass over to the right side. The layup is going to be up, and it will not drop in. Trying to get the rebound off his own missed shot. Jesse Greenlee gets tangled up with the basketball. A jump ball called. Possession arrow. Back it comes to Atchison. 3:12 to go in the half. Atchison's gotten cold from the floor. Back into the game. It's good to see Brendan Martin back in. Seems to be fine. Here's Bowen for three. Nope. Rebound. Pull down. Wamego. The board is cleared away by Schoenbeck. And it comes up the floor. And as Perk Springer gets to the top of the key, just kind of loses the thing. It gets away from him. He dives on the floor. They're going to get a travel call. They'll come back again to Atchison. And Wamego's going to drop back and pick up their defense at the timeline. 2:55 and rolling to play. First half. Bowen, little left-hand dribble into the forecourt. Goes left side, Hernandez. Starts right. Goes back left, Martin. Takes it to the edge of the free throw line. Gives it back to Jeter. Back to Martin. Atchison showing good patience. That's what they need to be. There's plenty of time. The feed will come underneath. Martin shot. No, he gets knocked hard to the floor. No foul called. Back up with the will come Wamego. Baseball pass to the other end of the court. Down the left side is going to be Rowden. Back over to the wing. Driving to the baseline. Rainbow shot up and rolls around and in. Kirk Springer has a half a dozen. And it's now 31-15. And we're at 2:10 left in the half. Wamego getting set to bring Joseph Shea back in. We have a little collision underneath the goal, and Jeter Purdy climbs to his feet. He seems to be just fine. It's going to be foul number two on LaJora Rowden. So for Wamego, team foul four, still with 2:05 to go in the half. Atchison has committed a single foul in this game. Free throw for Jeter, won't get in. Jeter Purdy still looking for his first point of the second quarter. Bowen is going to come out for Atchison, and also Greenlee will come out. Chase Richards is in. Second free throw, perfect. So Jeter has point number five, 31-16. 2 minutes to play in the half. Little skip pass over to the left side. It's knocked away for a moment by Hernandez. You heard a bit of a ripple from the crowd. Here's a travel. Trying to stop on the right side as he's accelerating down the right side of the lane, but Jordan Rowden could not get the brakes quickly enough. AHS will be putting it in play, and back up before they come. Chase Richards playing the five right now for Atchison. Hernandez the one, Carter the two, and Jeter at the four. It leaves the three for Martin. Atchison at the baseline. The shot rolls across the rim and won't fall through the hole. Minute and a half to go. First half. The dish baseline, the set shot, no. Offensive rebound, put back on top. A three launch from the left wing, no. This time the board pulled down by Trey Carter. Outlets it up the court. Driving, turning, spinning, the shot, Rebound back to Wamego. And these teams right now just running madly up and down the court from end to end. We're a minute away from halftime. On the left side is going to be Springer. He'll lob it out in the middle. It's going to be batted free, stolen. Here comes Atchison. It's a three-on-three up the floor. Hernandez does the right thing. He just slows it down, lets everybody get into the forecourt. Over to the right side, Trey Carter, 48, 47, 46 seconds before halftime. Trey will drive it down, feigns the three-point shot, kicks it back over to Richards. Back it'll come to Carter. Atchison would like to get this thing to a single-digit game at halftime. They cannot. Carter into the lane. Pulls up the dribble again. Comes off on top. Martin nearly lost it. Picks it up. An off-balance shot is set sail and missed. Rebounded down Richards. Feeds in the middle. The shot blocked out of Purdy's hand. Here comes Wamego. The feed to the left. The drive down low, and they'll bring it out on top. They got time at 11. 9. 7 seconds left in the half. Wamego out on top. Into the corner. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And they're not going to get the shot away. They fooled around and passed around and looked for a good shot. Never got it. Credit the Atchison defense. It's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Your intermission score. It's Wamego 31, Atchison 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday fuels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
In the background, you can hear the sounds of the Atchison dance group entertaining the very nice crowd here today at halftime. Halftime score, 31-16, Wamego in front. A quick recap of the scoring for you. For the Raiders, pays it away is Colin Donahue with 8, Burke Springer with 6. 7 players for Wamego scored in the first half. For Atchison, only 4 players scored. Jeter Purdy, Jesse Greenley tied for scoring honors. They each have 5. Stay with us. Second half coming up live here on Care Radio. We'll be back to bring it to you. But right now, with the intermission score, Wamego 31, the Atchison Phoenix 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's our man. He's in the Care Sports Studio, and yes, he's got halftime.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transaction. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusb.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We're happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusb.com. Member SBIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the Atchison-Wamego Games. We had the girls' games earlier. Right now, we're right smack dab in the middle of the boys' games. We'll be returning to them in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you, as the Ravens will be playing host to Park. 2 p.m., the women take to the court. At 4 p.m., the men will take to the Nolan court as well. Tuesday brings us to Atchison High versus Ottawa. The Phoenix are hosting Ottawa with a 6 p.m. scheduled tip for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is what we have here at Hot Country 93.7, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then next Friday night, we will have Atchison High at Rossville. Girls game at 6, boys should tip sometime right around 8.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in girls' games. ACCHS beat Valley Falls with a final score of ACCHS 57, Valley Falls girls 23. It was Donovan West Mustangs with a resounding victory over the Oskaloosa Lady Bears with a final score of Lady Mustangs 57, Lady Bears 8. In the Marhill Mount Academy McClouth game, it was Marhill Mount Academy ladies 36, McClouth 28. Frankfurt boys beat Manhattan Chief with a final score of Frankfurt 65, Manhattan Chief 62. It was the Lynn boys falling to Red Cloud out of Nebraska with a final score of Red Cloud 40 to Lynn 32. And at the end of three, it was Wetmore 31, Hanover 26. In this game, we've got Atchison trailing Wamego. Wamego's got 31 points, Atchison High Boys 16. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 30. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. Highs level off around 48. Lows level off around 31. Tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. Once again, a low of 30 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 36 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is out of the west at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 89%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.51 inches of mercury. The dew point, 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is currently 28 out there. We'll be returning to Tom courtside in just about a minute.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Blair Milling and Elevator would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. Stop in this holiday season for all your livestock needs at 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call our nutritionist, Garrett Williams, at 913-367-2310, or our sales rep, Craig Wishcroft, at 785-547-5419, with any questions you may have. From all of us here at Blair Milling, we want to wish you a joyous holiday season.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we want to be back once again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we're getting set to go to the second half, and the visitors from Wamego enjoy a very comfortable 31-16 lead over the Phoenix as we go to the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer, engineer, guy in the Care Radio Sports Studio, working hard, doing all that stuff. I'm just sitting here watching the game, having a good time. Ball's going to come in from the far side. Wamego will happen to begin the third quarter, and we are underway. Looks like the Raiders are going to have their original starting five out there with Jake Fritz and Colin Donahue, Burke Springer, James DeRucci, and Lazor Loudon. Shot up and in, and as quickly as that, it is now a 34-16 lead, a three-point shot early here in the second half. We're going to have a little push, a little foul, and the whistle is going to be on Wamego. That's on Burke Springer. It'll be his first foul of the game. First foul of the second half by either of these teams, and Atchison will be putting it at their offensive baseline. Phoenix working from left to right across the aisle. Now we got a foul before the ball even gets in play. And this one is going to be on James DeRoshi. It'll be his first. Atchison, skip pass, comes into the right side to Greenlee. Little left-hand dribble, comes back out on top, gets it there to Trey Carter. Ray Bowen, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, Jesse Greenlee, Brendan Martin, the five for Atchison. Here's a three for Purdy. No. Rebound, and they're going to say it is over the backboard and out of play. Back it comes to Wamego. A minute into the third quarter. Wamego's the only team who scored yet the second half. It is 34-16. Quickly over to the right time with it. They're going to go to Colin Donahue. Back out on top between the circles. Burke Springer, he's running this ball club from the one. Springer dashes it over to the left side at the end of Donahue. A little cross underneath and nicely anticipated and stepping in front of the pass. Jeter Purdy creates a turnover. Here comes Atchison. For the Phoenix, not impossible, but certainly they've got their work cut out for them to come from behind in this one. And now we're going to have another foul. All these fouls really could help Atchison as we get into the stretch. It's going to be a second foul on DeRoshi and three fouls by Wamego in the first minute 24 of the third quarter. They're going to take Trey Carter out of the game and bring Zymir Hernandez back in. Atchison with the ball. Out on top of it is going to be Purdy. He'll start around to the right side. Holds it up. Looks in. Still looking in. Kicks it down low to Hernandez. little back and forth into the lane, comes out on top. Greenlee launching three, doesn't get it. Rebound underneath, followed up, doesn't get it. Rebound, this time Wamigo. Down the floor is Jake Fritz. Fritz comes off on top. Here's a falling away three, and there's going to be a foul called. I thought he really had taken a flop here, but the official does not concur. They will call a foul on Brendan Martin. It is his first, but it is going to provide Burke Springer with three free throws. Springer has not had a free throw opportunity tonight. His first one here is not going to be good. Burke with 6 points on 3 2-point shots. First one doesn't go in. Second one on his way does not go in. One more shot coming up here for Springer. Hutchinson is going to take Martin out of the ball game, and it'll be Chase Richards coming back on the floor. Still 34-16. This third free throw is going to go in. So Springer will have the first point for him in the second half. It is 35-16. Atchison, Ray Bowen back out top side. Talking to coach before the game, I said, who are you starting, coach? And it's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 22. Hernandez hits the shot. He's got a half a dozen. 35-18. Feet across, and an uncontested layup is missed. Down low for Wamigo. That was Bennett Schoenbeck, and couldn't get it to fall. Hatches him back down the floor. Then a little hook pass underneath. Won't go in for Greenlee. Rebounded underneath. In trouble. Back to Greenlee, and we're going to get the three-second call. So Atchison will give it up. Schoenbeck with 4 points. All of them have come in the first half, and we're 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Turnaround shot. High off the window and not going in. Rebound Atchison and Jeter Purdy. Here comes the Phoenix. Cheater all the way to the free throw line. Gets picked up defensively. His skip pass is going to be stolen, and the layup on the other end is easy for Burke Springer. 37-18. Time moving along briskly as we're already approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. And for Atchison, they just see that deficit continuing to very slowly get deeper. Here's a shot from the left side. Not going to go, but a free throw opportunity for Jesse. We get the call here on the near side. The foul is going to be on Fritz. I believe it'll be his third. And so for Wamigo, four fouls here in the second half. First free throw for Greenlee. No. These two teams are struggling at the free throw line. Jesse right now is, what, one of four. Much better shooter than that. Sometimes it's just how it goes. This one is up. It's way short. Kind of wonder sometimes if, again, playing three games in 4 days for Atchison may just have taken a little bit of gas out of the tank, you know? Atchison, look away pass up court, and it is going to be thrown around and out of bounds, and back it will come to Atchison High. 4:12 to go in the third. Jeter Purdy's going to inbound it. He's out there with Hernandez and Bowen and Richards and Greenlee. Hernandez has it up top side. Accelerates down to the right. Goes straight to the basket and then doesn't get quite enough lift on the ball. It doesn't go over the rim and in. Instead, it comes down. And Wamigo will rebound it. They'll go over to the left side. A head fake from the point. Comes out to the top. Back and away with a dribble, and resetting the offense is going to be Springer. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Springer will lob it to the right side. Now driving down the right side of the lane. Shot missing. Rebound Atchison, and another foul by Wamigo. The board cleared away by Jace Richards. Richards gets fouled, and that will be team foul five of the second half by Wamigo.
So, it's going to be Atchison basketball back up the floor. Here come the Phoenix driving in. Carter has it stripped out of his hand. Stolen away. Up the floor. Down the left side. Driving, twisting, shooting, and getting the roll. Leslie Rowden with the bucket. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Atchison trailing in the ballgame now. 39-18. Jump shot in the middle. It's not going to drop. Pulling it down is going to be Wamigo. Here come the Raiders. Cross-court pass is going to be tipped, saved by Wamigo over to the right side, starting to drive in, and then backing it away a little bit. Wamigo opening the floor up. That's going to be Chase Cottom out there. Layup up and missing. Rebound, Atchison. Chase Cottom, a junior. Trey Carter from 16 knocked it in. Trey Carter's fourth point tonight. 39-20. Two ten left in the third quarter. Omega, little drop shoulder, backing in. Count the bucket, plus one. Are we going to call the offensive foul? Yes, call the shoulder coat down. And the officials underneath there saying, no, no. Drop the shoulder. There's your offensive foul. Wipe that bucket off. And that's going to be a couple of fouls now on Ben and Schoenbeck with 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Atchison has the basketball, but they are pushing that rock up the hill. That's when I talk about that a lot during games when you get behind like this. They trail 39-20. Here's a 17-foot shot, but it's not even close. And a rebound cleared away by Wamigo. Crowden up the floor with it. Now Atchison with a steal. The pass to the other end. The 10-foot runner. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be lost out of play. No, it's going to be saved. And Wamigo will handle it. Up the court is Cottom. Into the forward court, down the right side. We're at 90 seconds to go in the third. Cottom will drive it all the way into the corner. Kicks it down there to Donahue. Donahue over to the right block. The shot is up. It's deflected. It's a foul. And we got Wamigo coming to the line. At the stripe, it'll be DeRoushi. Foul is going to be on Jesse. It's going to be Jesse picking up, what, a couple of fouls now? No, that was Trey picking up that one. Trey Carter picking up his first foul. The free throw. Nice. James DeRoushi, his first point of the game. He started. He's got a couple of fouls, but that was his first point tonight. He'll take his diamond eye up the second one, and it is short. Rebounding it down is Trey. Atchison back up the floor with a minute 20 to go in the third. All the way to the rim, the driving shot, Jeter Purdy for two. It is now 40-22. Way out top side of the basketball is Burke Springer. He's come back in. Burke does a great job of handling the basketball and running this offense. He's got it out between the circles. Trey Carter's up there to defend him. Player defense being employed by Wamigo right now. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Over to the right side is going to be Cottom. Back out on top is Springer. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. Driving it down is Trey. He gets bumped. He gets shoved. He gets pushed. Count that bucket and one. Trey Carter with great perseverance. He did not allow that defender just riding him and pushing against him all the way down the floor. He did not let that interrupt his concentration, deter him from getting to the rim. He hits the bucket and will be at the line for one. Nicely done by Trey Carter. The free throw is perfect. And it is now 40-25. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Falling away. Shot down to the baseline. It's up and no good. Atchison coming up with the ball. They can't probably get this down to a 10-point game, but maybe get it down to 12 or 13 going to the fourth. Back out on top as Jeter. He'll launch his three off the rim. No. Rebound. Wamigo and trying to steal it back under the rim. Trey Carter will score his second foul of the night. Atchison team foul six, and we have 16 seconds left in the third. So Flamingo will have plenty of time to get this thing the length of the court and get a good-looking shot away. They'll lock it up into the forecourt with eight. Down to the free throw line with four. Over to the baseline with three, and a traveling call. So Atchison's going to have 3.4, but they're going to have to get this the length of the course. Now the official is having a little discrepancy about the point from which the ball should be put in play. At the backcourt or at the 28-foot line? It'll be at the 28-foot line in the backcourt, but still a little bit closer. It comes in deep, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot away. We are through three quarters. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. It's Wamego 40, the Phoenix 25.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, interestingly enough, maybe even oddly enough, as we go to the fourth quarter in this game, we've had a lot of guys get points. We've had, 11 players between these two teams who have scored tonight, but yet we do not have any player with double-digit scoring yet this evening. For Wamego, leading the way so far tonight is Burke Springer with 9 and Colin Donahue with 8 for Atchison. 7 apiece for Trey Carter and Jeter Purdy. Hernandez with 6 and Jesse Greenlee with 5. Here we go to the fourth quarter. Atchison with the basketball and we're underway. Phoenix have to come from behind in this one. Here's a turnaround shot from about 12. It'll be soft and too short. And rebounding it down is going to be Donahue. Here comes Wamego. They're in front by 15. Atchison scored 9 points in the third quarter. Here's a shot from the outside for 3. No. Followed up and in. To back up by Colin Donahue. Now he is in double-figure scoring. That is his 10th point of the game, and it's 42-25. Atchison in a little trouble. Too far down and too little time. But I need some real offense, and I'm going to have to change probably the speed of this game. Here's a little head fake and a shot from the lane. It's going to be up and good. Give that buck a 2. Jace Richards in his first point. 42-27. And yes, Wamego would be very happy and very willing to exchange baskets for the balance of this game. Raiders will drive left side, shot off the window and no, rebound tipped around, and nice job by Cheater. Purdy will come up with the basketball himself, drive it up the floor, brings it all the way to the free throw line, stops there, back to the goal, and now a skip pass down to the baseline, anticipating a cutter that never arrived, and it'll bounce out of bounds. Atchison turns it over. Purdy out of the ball game. And back in will come Rafe Bowen. 6.5 to play in the game. 42-27. Atchison down 15 to Wamego. Out on top of it is going to be Fritz. He'll glide over to the right side. Kick it there to Donahue. Turns and shoots and scores. Colin got 4 in the quarter and a dozen in the game. And it's now 44-27. Raiders with 6-10. Left this evening. The pass underneath, the little reverse layup, missing, but a Wamego foul. The whistle is going to be on James DeRoshi, his third. All of them have come here in the second half. And for the Raiders, it is, 3, 5, 7, 8? Yep, 18 fouls. So it's a 1-1 here. This one, perfect. Jesse Greenlee, who struggled there for a little bit at the free throw line, and we mentioned he's a much better shooter than that. He knocks that one in with ease. His second one is up. That one will not go down, and Wamego will rebound it away. Here comes DeRoshi. 44-28 Wamego. Inside 6 to play now. high school basketball this evening here on CARE Radio. Happy to have you with us. Now we've got the official coming from the far side, and that was way over in front of the Atchison band. Didn't really see what had happened over there, but they're going to call it on Hernandez. It'll be his first foul of the game, and Atchison's fourth foul here in the second half. 5:55 left in the game. Wamigo starts to drive in, backs away. Atchison sticking with the player defense. Top side with the basketball is going to be Springer, guarded by Bowen. They run a little motion, trying to screen off a little bit. Look away pass to the baseline left. The three-point shot set sail and misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Atchison. Brendan Martin coming up with the ball and into the forecourt, Trey Carter. Scoop pass underneath on the floor. The shot, Martin, no. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be... Oh, my, that's a tough break. I thought it was going to be Atchison ball. It is not. Back in for Wamigo will come Noah Morenz. 5:20 to go. And again, the clock is big problem for Atchison. Now again, they just go from side to side. Free it up. Shoot the three, miss it, getting an offensive rebound. They will kick it back, an uncontested three, missed it. Rebound, Atchison. The board cleared down by Brendan Martin. Here comes the Phoenix with 4:50 left. Underneath the reverse layup, count it for Trey Carter. With that bucket, we get an Atchison timeout. We're taking it with them. Joseph, if you win it, 4:49 to go in this game. It's Wamigo 44, Atchison 30.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Only 4 minutes and 49 seconds remain here in the second game of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, it will be college basketball as the Benedictine Ravens are at home up at the Norman Gymnasium playing host to Park. Ladies' game is a 2 o'clock tip-off, and the guys at 4. Up court with the basketball. Here comes Wamigo coming out of that Atchison timeout. Over to the right side with it. It's going to be Springer. Swings it side to side. Drives left. Starting into the middle. And now the give and go. The pass comes back and it is out of bounds. The official is going to nearly get conned by the Wamigo players who said an Atchison guy touched it. The official's coming up the floor talking to him, so I'm saying, I didn't see that happen. He asked his teammate out there, and the other official goes, no, I wasn't touched. That's a good effort. Good try. 4:15 left. Up top with it for AHS, Trey Carter. Little right-hand dribble between the circles. Cuts down into the lane. Tries to dump it off to the big guy, but it never got inside to Jesse Greenlee. It was picked away instead, and back up with it will come Wamigo. Look away pass all the way to the left side. Wamigo is kind of a look-away pass team. We've seen a lot of that. Here's a shot from the outside for three that misses. Trey Carter with a rebound, and he is 2-on-4. Bounces it right to Greenlee. Back to Carter. A set shot. Three, no. Rebound, Bowen. Over to the right side to Greenlee for three. Wide left. This time the board pulled down by Wamigo. Marin's coming up with the basketball, and the clock has come down out of 3.5 minutes left. 44-30, Wamigo out front. Raiders are going to even their season mark at 1-1 today, and this shot underneath is deflected. Offensive board by Wamigo, 14-footer from the left side. Nope. Rebound underneath Atchison, and Hernandez is fouled over the back. But again, for Atchison, the problem is running out of time. 3:20 to play, and they're down some 14 points. That is the fourth foul on Lamico's Jake Fritz. Coaches decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and take him out of the ballgame. It'll be team foul 9, so final time, Atchison will be shooting a 1-1, and Hernandez steps up there. His shot misses. Hernandez is 0-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. It's still 44-30, Raiders. Lamigo up, kicks it over to the right side. Marins looks in, gets it underneath, and that was a beautiful move, leaning back. Then it's Schoenbeck, puts it up, gets it, plus one. And that is a real, real tough bit of news for Atchison right there. The free throw, not going to get in. That foul, if you're keeping your book at home, by the way, was a credit to Atchison's Jeter Purdy, his first foul. Atchison back up the court, but now trailing at 46-30. Shot up, no rebound. Again, it comes down to Wamigo. They're playing good opportunistic basketball, and really what they're doing is creating their own breaks here in this game. It's just the level of hustle and activity. Here's a 12-footer in the middle, well too soft, and a rebound off the fly by Jesse Greenlee. Atchison back the other way. Hernandez accelerates, splits two defenders, and as one of them goes to the floor, the blocking foul gets called. This foul is going to be on Kiroshi, his fourth personal foul. So now two Wamigo players with four fouls each. But again, we're down now to only 2:23 to go. At the line, Hernandez. This one's perfect. So after having missed his first two free throws of the evening, Hernandez is able to knock down the first one, has one more coming up. Tarashi comes out of the game for Wamigo. Again, with those four fouls, he and Fritz are both on the bench. Second free throw is perfect as well. 46-32. But again, we're down to 2:18 now. And a foul on Atchison as the ball gets across midcourt. It'll be on Jeter. Jeter Purdy foul number two. The ball will be put in play right between Bill at the end of the scorer's table and Wamigo head coach Troy Hemphill. Inbound it comes, and here come the Raiders. They'll have it left wing, go off the block, behind the back pass that is kicked back out on top, and passing up shots now. Wamigo is much more interested in running a little more time off the clock as we go inside 2 minutes to play. Over to the left side now, long cross court, baseline, unobstructed three, boom, from the corner. That is down by Chase Cottom, who's off the bench and has pushed his team now to a 49-32 lead. We're at a minute 43 to go, and Atchison down the floor quickly. Again, attacks the basket, doesn't have the shot, but will draw the foul and come to the line. For Atchison, the best thing that can happen right now, the opportunity to score with no time elapsing. Trey Carter's in there. A couple of free throws. The first one bounces around a little bit, but it goes in. Trey has 10. He is 2 of 2 at the line this evening. But again for Atchison. Down 16 with a minute 40 to go. Second free throw. Rolls in. For the Phoenix, it is not just a hill. It's now the Matterhorn. 49-34 with a minute 43 to play. The upcourt pass stolen by Trey Carter. Skips it into the corner to Bowen. He'll look away pass, and it's going to be off the hands of Brendan Martin. And Atchison is going to press all the way on the inbound. Tell you what, Ray Bowen is so quick, and his look away passes are just extraordinary and accurate. And as a teammate, you got to be looking for that. And if you're not, if you're looking for a rebound, if you think he's going to maybe take a shot, that thing will zing by you in a moment. Inbound pass for Atchison. Comes out on top. Hernandez. Inside a minute and a half now. Into the corner. The shot by Bowen is short, but they'll wave that off. There was contact prior to that shot underneath the goal. And the foul is now on Wamigo and Grant Heinrich. Free throw. Yep. So Hernandez has found the range at the free throw line. Missing his first two and now having hit three in a row. This one rolls in. So Hernandez is a double figures for Atchison. The second of the Phoenix to reach that plateau. 10 for Hernandez, 10 for Carter. It is 49-36 with a minute 28 left. Atchison applying full court pressure on that inbound play. And we're going to get a timeout? Yeah. When we go taking a timeout, Joseph, oh, why not? Well, people are enjoying high school basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. We'll take the break with a minute 28 to go. And it remains Omega 49, Atchison 36.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Minute 28 to play, 49-36 your score. Formigo with the lead, with the ball, putting it in play from deep into backcourt. Atchison will press on that inbound. It's batted away for moments, loose on the floor. He had it. Formigo picks it up, still on the backcourt, gets it across the timeline, probably in the nick of time. Lobbing it into the left side and passing up shots will bring it out on top to burn a little more time. It's batted away, and a foul is called with a minute 13 left. Now for Atchison, a little bit of the chess match and personnel that you bring in, a little offense, defense, adjustments. At the line, as that, by the way, is the third foul on Jeter. At the line for Wamigo, Chase, in that Chase caught him. Chase had a three-point shot earlier here in the fourth quarter, has not had a free throw tonight. Front half of the 1-1 here is unsuccessful from the rebound down to Rafe Bowen. Bowen's still looking for his first point of the ball game. Minute 5 to go. Out on top. Over to the right. Carter cuts into the lane. Puts up a runner off the window. Can't get it to fall. Rebound underneath. Greenlee gets it. Jesse with 8 now. And we're going to get another timeout. So Joseph going to battle it all the way down to the end. 55 seconds of play. It's Wamigo 49, Atchison 38.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
As Wamigo has already come out of the court, they're ready to get this thing back underway. Atchison, utilizing every moment of the timeout, will be out on the floor. You got Jeter and Trey. You've got Jesse and Brendan and Hernandez out there. The ball gets put in play, and Wamigo will race into the forecourt. They got the clock rolling. Long cross court. Back out on top. They're playing a little keep away now. Cross court again over to the far side, and then finally, Atchison is able to catch up to the basketball. Committing a foul, but time down now to only 38 seconds. And at the line, Jake Fritz. Fritz started off hot, had 4 points in the opening quarter, hasn't scored since. Here's a 1-1. He will miss the front half. Atchison with the rebound. Jeter comes up with it, gets it out on top to Trey. Skips it off way up on top. Martin into the corner. Atchison taking a lot of time with this possession. Martin tries to shake his defender, pulls up. Shot no. Rebound, follow shot no. And here comes Wamigo. 20 seconds to go. Is Atchison going to fall back here? Or are the officials just not going to call any fouls? Probably not. 8 seconds, seven. The ball's over to the right side at five. And players walking off the court. Final score this evening in the guys' game. Wamigo 49, Atchison 38. And we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, welcome back to the Atchison High Gymnasium. As Wamigo comes in here this evening and takes a couple of games here in the nightcap. 49-38, Wamigo wins it. Raiders are led by Colin Donahue with a dozen points. 9 players for Wamigo scored in the ballgame. Only double-digit scorer was Donahue with 12. For the Phoenix, it was 2 players in double-figure scoring. Trey Carter with 11 and Zamar Hernandez with 10. 8 of the game for Jesse Greenley. It was Jeter Pretty with 7 and 2 tonight for Chase Richards. Tell you what, coming off the bench, Zamar Hernandez, your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game, as he hit 4 consecutive free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And say what, provided a big boost. Frankly, got a lot of playing time in tonight and good time for Zamar Hernandez. Opening game, it was Wamigo coming out in front of the Atchison Phoenix in the girls' game. And in the second game, it was the Raiders winning 49-38. Atchison goes to 2-2. Wamigo goes to 1-1. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball on CARE Radio. Join Gus and me from the Nolan. Tomorrow afternoon, Ravens and Park University. I want to thank you for having joined us here tonight. Till we reach you next time from the Atchison High School Gymnasium, for Joseph and our producer engineer in the studio, Tom Gauss, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.